And this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran, targeting the Parliament building and mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people were killed, dozens more wounded. It drew immediate condemnation from Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for the UN Secretary General.
He extends his sincere condolences to the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the families of the victims and wishes a speedy recovery to those who were injured. The Secretary General hopes those responsible for this unjustifiable violence will be swiftly brought to justice. All countries must work together in fighting terrorism while upholding the universal rights and values that bind the global community.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard blames Saudi Arabia, a charge Riyadh denied. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai calls it a rare terrorist incident.
There have been attacks against government institutions in the past, especially during the first decade after the revolution, but they were carried out very clearly by opposition parties to the Islamic Party who wanted to destabilize the regime. Their message was very clear. But we haven't had an attack this symbolic against the parliament and at the shrine of the founder of the Islamic Republic by outside groups.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, dismissed what he called the fireworks, saying it will have no effect. President Hassan Rouhani said the country would be more united than ever in the fight against terrorism. Suspected Boko Haram militants launched an attack against the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri Wednesday. Explosions and heavy gunfire could be heard for nearly an hour, prompting thousands to flee. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The Nigerian military said it had contained the attack. This is VOA News. North Korea Thursday launched what South Korea described as several land-to-ship missiles off its east coast, the latest in a series of missile tests. The cruise missiles flew about 200 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett said multiple tests appear to have improved the North's capability.
Back in late March and throughout April, the missiles all failed. They didn't even fly very far. They exploded. Since the beginning of May, they've been more successful. They've had now 3 ballistic missile tests, and now these tests today.
The launches come a week after the UN Security Council tightened targeted sanctions against Pyongyang. The former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, is expected to tell a Senate panel Thursday that President Donald Trump was not a target of the FBI investigation into alleged Russian involvement in last year's election. But Comey's notes from a private meeting with the president suggested Mr. Trump hoped Comey would let an investigation targeting former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn go. The president has denied interfering in the probe on Moscow's involvement. Meanwhile, the two top U.S. intelligence officials, Admiral Mike Rogers of the National Security Agency and the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, told lawmakers Wednesday they didn't feel pressured by the White House to dismiss allegations of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Coats, however, declined to discuss details of his meetings with Mr. Trump.
Well, Senator, I just hate to keep repeating this, but I'm going to do it. I am willing to come before the committee and tell you what I know and what I don't know. What I'm not willing to do is to share what I think is confidential information that ought to be protected in an open hearing. And so I'm not prepared to answer your question today.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump announced Wednesday he intends to nominate defense lawyer Christopher Wray to replace Comey at the FBI. Mr. Trump Wednesday offered to mediate the diplomatic dispute between several Arab states and Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. Saudi Arabia and 3 others broke ties with Doha Monday. The foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, Anwar Gargash, told the Associated Press Qatar must expel members of Hamas, stop its support of Al-Qaeda-linked groups, and rein in media outlets like Al Jazeera. He called Qatar's foreign policy disruptive.
It has chosen to ride a tiger of extremism and terrorism, and this is causing us all to pause and say, can we really continue with this duplicitous relationship, or should we draw a line in the sand and say, this is where we need to take action?
Qatar has denied supporting terrorism. Myanmar's military has begun retrieving bodies from the Andaman Sea, where the wreckage of a plane with 122 people was discovered. China Thursday reported strong exports and imports for the month of May. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the